Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Anthony?
Hi.
Hi, my name is Courtney.
This
I'm call
is.
Hi, I'm calling on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Oh, as good as can be.
Okay. Was this for you or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Myself.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Again, my name is Courtney. This
For
is
all
on
my
a
pain
report.
and suffering, I would love
Yeah, you have
be
every
able
right
to.
to. No, I was just going to say you have every right to. Again, though, I was just going to say my name is Courtney and this is on a recorded line. Just to verify, you do not have an attorney at this time, correct?
I do not.
Okay. And you haven't signed anything electronically or in the mail with any other law firm or signed any documents, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you were
I'm
diagnosed
a
with
free
non-Hodgkin's.
agent.
Okay. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Do you know what the subtype of the NHL is?
It's T cell lymphoma.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. Is it T cell granular or is it the T cell Epstein one?
Second,
The second one I said?
I believe it's it's been a long time, and I've kind of just tried to put a lot of this in my just not think about it with, like, I can't believe how much I stressed out and just I kind of try to make the whole damn thing disappear from my memory, but it is what it is, you know.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm sorry this is a sensitive subject to you, but I'm gonna have to come up with some dates and just kind of go through it with you really quick. It's okay. It's to the
Yeah, no
best of your
problem. Yeah, whatever we gotta do.
it's to the best of your knowledge too,
No
Anthony.
worries.
As something like you don't know, just again, this is just a rough outline
Yeah,
to see what we can do for you. So Anthony,
I'm gonna be as honest as possible, just as it is, you know?
okay, so you've had more than one diagnosis of the NHL? Or have you only had it diagnosed
From
one
my
time?
one doctor.
Okay, you've only had it
It
diagnosed one
was my
time.
one doctor. Yeah.
Okay.
I only
And
had one doctor, and then they somehow, with all the treatments, that I went into remission and have been there since, and thank you, Jesus Christ.
okay, so when that's wonderful to hear. When was that diagnosis? Was that when was
Spring of 22.
okay. So like May, you would say, or June? May?
Yeah. May.
May like what? May like was it beginning of May, end of May?
20,
May 20th?
beginning of May.
No beginning? Okay. Like May
Correct.
1st?
Like first week, so somewhere in the fifth or something.
Okay, May 5th,
Sixth, I don't know.
2022. Now, when you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was that when you had the discovery date too of like it was caused from the Roundup, or was that at a later date?
Yeah.
When did you find out that?
Not really sure.
Maybe
The
like a week.
doctors have all the those records, you know?
No, just to the best of your knowledge, I just get an idea.
Yeah. About a week, so I was di I had a test done, and a week later I was diagnosed, and then a week or so later I started the treatment,
Okay.
and then just moved on.
Okay,
Like a
yeah.
train that you can't stop.
Yeah, no, that's great. Maybe like the 12th, you think? That'd be a week later. Okay, so the 12th.
Yep.
What state are you calling from?
Illinois. Or Illinois. I don't know if it's a S or in Illinois. Illinois. Who knows?
Illinois. Okay, so you have it
Sure, you can
2 years.
find eight different people that'll.
2 years. No, I just have to make sure it's within the 2 year. You're fine. You're within the 2 year of statute of limitations to be able to file a claim. So you're completely fine. Was this, where were you spraying the Roundup? Were you spraying it at home, work, both?
At my house, I
Okay.
was trying to like lawn and garden, get rid of all the damn weeds.
Okay. And then what's your home address that you were spraying it at?
108 Pearl, Willow Springs, same as I think all the rest of my addresses.
Okay, 108 Pearl Springs. Oops.
Pearl Street in Willow Springs, Illinois.
Oh, Willow Springs. What's the zip code?
60480.
All right. And then did you have any other friends or family that were affected by the roundup as well that needed help filing a claim?
If I talk to them and they need help, I'll give them your number.
Yeah, I just have to ask you that. Okay, so you are between the ages of 18 and 80, correct? Okay.
No, I just turned
Yeah.
81 the other day.
No, I just have to ask you. And then how many
No,
years?
I'm being a sarcastic asshole.
I know. How many
How
years did
many
you,
years? What?
how many years were you spraying the Roundup for? Just like out of curiosity, like roughly an
Like
estimate.
15-ish years,
Okay.
like from 2003 to I think 2018 was when all this hoopla started.
Yeah. And then you were spraying it for at least 10 days or more, correct? This is your cell phone I'm talking to you on, correct?
Correct.
And then you are a US resident.
That is correct.
Okay. And then some of the illnesses that you may have, do you have HIV or AIDS?
No, ma'am.
Do you have autoimmune disease?
Nope.
Hepatitis C?
Uh-uh.
Arthritis or diabetes?
Nope.
And then, did you have any other cancer requiring chemo besides the NHL instead of the non-Hodgkin's
That was
lymphoma?
it.
Okay. And then, no organ
That was the only one.
transplants or hepatitis P B?
Nope.
All nope. Okay, I just have to ask you. No lupus, no Epstein-Barr, correct?
None of that stuff.
Does your family have a
Thank
history of
Jesus.
cancer?
No.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Okay, so is it Wolak? Is that how you say your last name? Wolak?
Correct.
All right, Anthony, did you have a middle initial in your name? M? Okay. So Anthony's
Anthony
A-N-T-H-O.
motherfucking
A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, middle initial M, Wolak, Wolak. Do you have a suffix in your name? Do you have a junior or
Correct.
senior?
No, sir. M, my
Okay,
name.
and then what can you confirm your gender for me? Are you female or male?
In between. Male.
What are you married?
I prefer she them.
Are you
Yes,
married?
no marriage.
No marriage. Okay. Are you single,
Nope.
married, widowed, or divorced?
Single.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth,
Ten,
Anthony?
seven, nine.
Say it one more time.
10-10-7-9.
10-10-1979.
Nine. Correct.
One, wait, okay, so October 10th, 1979.
Correct.
Okay. Happy birthday, by the way. It's just your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then
I was like, oh my God, no.
yeah. Can you confirm the last four of your social?
4102.
Okay. 4102, correct?
Correct.
I don't know why there's like a delay in this in the call. So just if we get disconnected, I'll
It's
call you.
whatever.
If we get disconnected, I'll call you from
Please do.
my direct line. Okay, so when did you first learn about the connection between the roundup and the in like your injuries? Was that at the hospital or at your
Yeah.
like what happened? Like what happened?
Yeah, like it, yes. Biopsy this stuff, and they said it's probably from Roundup, and I was like, wow, all right, well.
And that was like from your primary doctor. You went in and they wanted to do a biopsy. Okay, and then
Sorry,
no,
yeah,
you're fine.
no.
Are you working? If you have to put me on hold or anything, just like let me
No,
know.
you're fine. Yeah, I'll tell you. We're good.
They like redid this form, so it's a little bit
Walking
long.
around doing things.
Okay, they redid this form, so
Yeah,
it's a little
whatever you
bit
gotta do.
longer, so I apologize if it's gonna take a few more minutes.
No, it's fine. You're good.
Okay, and then so you first became aware of the roundup, you said a week after, so that was like, hold on, 5/12.
Good.
5/12, 2022. How tall are you?
5'9".
Okay, and then approximately how much do you weigh?
155.
Okay, and then I have your primary phone number is 630-64
Probably less than that, but who knows?
6407815. When's the best time for the
Huh.
attorneys to call you?
After 11 a.m. before 4.
Okay. I put afternoon time. Did you have an
Sometime when I'm out.
do you have a Anthony, do you have an email?
TWO, the number 2, THIRD,
Wait, hold on, wait, slow down.
rolled, ROLLED.
T wait, slow down.
So
TWO.
2 spelled. Yep,
Okay.
the number 2.
Okay.
Third, THIRD, rolled, ROLLED, at Gmail. So 2 third rolled.
Okay, at Gmail.
2 to third rolled, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
It rolled on a stupid rolled letter.
TWO, the number 2, THIRD, ROLLED at Gmail.
Yep.
Okay. And then you were using Roundup before for a full year before you were diagnosed, correct?
Yep.
And how often were you spraying the Roundup? Like how many times a year were you spraying it? Or how many times per month
Two
or
to three
whatever?
times a month, and that was like the spring till summer, or fall, spring to fall.
Was that like 5 months or
Maybe a
6 months?
little less in the middle of summer. Yeah.
So probably about what, like
Spring to fall.
12, I'll put like
Two to
12
three
times.
times a month.
Like
Yep.
12 times.
Well, maybe a little more.
Maybe like 15 times a year.
2 to 3 times a month. Times on April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Well, maybe not in October so much, but
So like
so
9
yeah, so
months
like
or
7 months or 6 months a year and about 2 to 3 times a month.
so like 18. I'll put 18 times a year. Okay. And then when did you start? You said you started using Roundup in like 2003. Do you remember what time of year it was? Was it springtime?
Yeah,
What, like
April-ish.
April 1st,
Yep.
2003? Okay. And then
Correct.
when did you stop using the Roundup? You said in 2018 or
And
longer?
yeah. September of 2018, I think, was when all the tests and stuff and all that fun stuff was.
9/1/2018 when you stopped spraying it.
Yep.
Okay, and you stopped spraying it because they came out with a warning to let you know. And then you were diagnosed later?
Yep.
Okay. So you stopped using it because of the recall.
I heard all this stuff.
Yeah. And what was happening with the... All right. Causing harm. And then you were applying it seasonal. Or no, but you were applying it monthly. And then were you using like a hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with the hose? Like, how are you applying it?
Like the spray bottle.
Hand sprayer. Okay. Were you wearing any type of protective gloves or protective gear?
I'm sure I was.
What were you wearing? Like, were you just wearing like gloves, basically? Oh, it doesn't say right there. Okay. And then you were just doing residential, right? Or what were you spraying?
Yeah, like around my yard and garden and all the weeds around those things. My house. Home and garden. Your lawn and garden.
Residential. Like fence line. And... Lawn.
Of course, I keep on getting shivers.
Okay, and then, you're in Illinois. Residential.
Correct.
Okay. And you were directly exposed. And you did spray Roundup personally. How often were you present during the application of the Roundup? These are really stupid questions. I have to like just do the math. It's just really, they redid this form and it's really stupid. So if you're doing it 15 times a year, and say for 15 years. Okay. Were you using concentrate or premixed?
Both.
Both? Okay. What would you say you used more, the concentrate or the premixed?
Concentrate, probably.
Okay, and then where were you purchasing this? Was it like at like a Lowe's, a hardwood store? Where were you purchasing the
Walmart? Right around the Hodgkins is right by me. The Walmart Hodgkins. Hodgkins Walmart. It's the Hodgkins Walmart Hodgkins.
You're fine. You're fine. Walmart in Illinois. What's the city you live in?
Willow Springs.
Okay. Okay, I found it. It's the Walmart Superstore on Joliet, Hodgkins, Illinois.
Yep, around Joliet.
That's weird that's called Hodgkins. Isn't that weird? That's weird.
Why?
Because it's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is what you got diagnosed with. Isn't that, I find that
weird. Oh, Jesus. I didn't even register.
Yeah. Well, you don't really hear it that
Illinois.
Much.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? That's like bizarre. screw that Walmart is what I say. Okay. Okay. Do you have receipts or anything, or could you show proof of purchase if you needed to.
Yeah,
over
I got
there.
Like the bottles still in
Yeah.
The garage.
Okay, you
Yeah.
still do have them in your possession somewhere? Okay.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I'm assuming
Yeah,
correctly.
or empty bottles or something. Yeah. Have you ever smoked?
Hello?
Yeah, have you ever smoked? Can you hear
No.
me? Okay, no. And then are you currently
No,
employed?
not at the moment.
Okay. Did you lose any work because of treatment in this condition?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And then when did you stop losing work? Like what year?
So in 2018, when I had to go into treatment.
Stopped work in went work when he started to get ill. Okay. I just put 2018 to 2024 since you're still not currently working. Have you ever been in the military?
No, but
Okay.
I did work at who knows, just however it makes it easiest for you.
Well, I just put that
Okay.
because if you don't have like, you know what I mean? If there's no record, if you didn't work there for very long, or if it was like a cash based, I would just put that. You can always talk to the attorneys about that
No
once
problem.
you've talked to them. Have you ever been in any other lawsuits?
No.
Or filed bankruptcy? Workers' compensation claims or any like minor convicted of any crimes?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Do you know your physician's name that diagnosed you or your doctor's name?
Dr. Donald Sweet.
Donald Sweet?
Yep.
Okay. How does it make you feel like the being ill? Like, I'm just curious. You don't mind me asking.
Physically, freaking,
Like we
it's disgusting. It's
makes you weak.
just everything. Yeah,
It's horrible.
makes my everyone got to deal with this on top of just the fact that I lived and everyone I got relief. It was just, I don't know, amazingly. Thank God that everything worked out.
Okay, and he's an oncologist.
Yes.
Oncologist. Okay. Okay, I found him.
Older white-haired guy.
Yeah, I found him. Donald L. Sweet, MD. Okay. And he's on Elm Street in Hinsdale, Illinois. That's where
Correct.
his office is at. Okay.
Maybe. Why
If
that sticks out in my mind, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's perfect. Thank you. All right, hold on one second.
Elm or oak or something, some tree name. Right by the tracks.
All right, and then hold on one second. So how has the diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life? And you can just be
Maybe
in
a
like
little bit
short
of both.
verse.
Created a living hell. It basically took up everyone's freaking shit around this day. Everyone thought I was gonna die, you know? Never any fun.
Hold on a second. Okay, and then you do have medical records and could provide them if you needed to. Okay, and then so, let's see. Okay. Do you know the hospital that you were at?
The U Advent Hospital in Hinsdale.
You would say it again?
You should the U Chicago Advent Health and Hospice
Advent Mission
Hinsdale.
Health Hospital.
Correct.
Okay, hold on one second. All right, I found it. And find an address here. All right, it's at 120 North Oak Hill. There we go. 120 North Oak Street.
Correct. That's not you, Black Girl. You're the boy puppy. You're nice.
Okay, it's not letting me write it like that. Oops. Thanks for being patient. I apologize. U
Not that bad. Not
Chicago.
really, is it?
Oh, there we go. U Chicago Medicine Advent Health. And your doctor was Dr. Donald Sweet. When was the first time you were treated in the hospital? Like 2022?
No, 2018.
Okay. And then what time of year was that?
That was like the fall, September.
September 1st, 2018. Okay. And
I
then
mean,
let's see what this is called. I'm just gonna leave that blank. I don't know that. You don't remember what the hospital, the doctor in the hospital, you don't remember his name, do you?
It was a Donald Sweet.
There was another Donald?
No, it was, other than Dr. Donald Sweet, I'm not sure what doctors were
okay,
there.
That's fine. And then, what's your current, and then, so you went under chemotherapy. What is your primary address?
108 Pearl.
Oh, yeah, I have it. Never mind. It's the same address you live at right now is where you sprayed it.
Yeah.
108 Pearl Street, Willow Springs, Illinois, 60480.
Correct.
Okay. And then we're getting to the end of it. Hold on 1 second. Is that a house or is there a unit number or is it a house? It's a house.
House.
Okay. So we do request an emergency contact, Anthony, just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. It's just to ensure the case, to make sure that we can continue it for you and your loved ones. Typically, they'll only contact the emergency contact if something happens to you for a long, extended period of time. Is there somebody that you would want to put, someone that lives with you or doesn't?
Just me for now.
Just put you for now? Okay. That's fine. And then I give permission to call you. Okay. Did you have another phone number? Is this the only phone number you have?
This is the only number I want to get a hold of.
Okay.
Call
me. Perfect. All right. And you give me permission to contact yourself. Is there any additional notes that you would want to for me to know, to add to your file?
For now, I guess this is difficult.
Very difficult for you to Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and verify a couple of things with you over the phone, just really quick. Your name is Anthony. You are filing a claim for yourself for the Roundup lawsuit. You do not have an attorney at this time. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Your subtype of lymphoma is T-cell lymphocytic disorder. Hold on. Is it T-cell granular lymphotic?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That's what I meant. T-cell granular. I say it completely wrong, so I'm so sorry. You did not have more than one diagnosis of NHL. You are filing it on behalf of yourself. You are living in between years of 2005 to present, and your first diagnosis was 5/5/2022. Your discovery date was 5/12/2022. And you were spraying the Roundup at home, correct? All that's correct. And it was 108 Pearl Street, Willow Springs, Illinois, 60480. And diagnosed between, okay, and then you sprayed it for 15 years. Also, no family history of cancer. NHL was the main diagnosis. I have your birthday. It is 10/10/1979. Your height is 5'9", 155 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You sprayed it with the hand sprayer. And you did wear gloves. Residential fence line, lawn and garden. You do live in Illinois. You were directly affected. Put, hold on. So the direct exposures to Roundup that you had in your lifetime for 15 times a year for 15 years was 225 times. You did, do you live by a water well? Or do you get
Sure
water
about
from a
that.
well?
No, I get it from that's just Jesus Christ, City of Chicago water,
It's
best shit
okay.
in the world. I don't know, but it's all like Michigan water. It's, I don't know, pretty damn tasty compared to 8 million other people's houses I've been that have wells. So
Yeah, or
thank God for that.
Flint water. Remember when they had that big like Flint, their water was so bad. Have you ever been exposed to like herbicides or like benzines or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. I didn't, I have to, forgot to ask you those ones. Okay. And then we put that you use concentrate for most of the part. And got everything else. I got your doctor. Okay, let's see. Oh, it's gonna make me do the dates. Okay, so super annoying. Hold on one second. Okay, so when was the last time you were treated at Dr. Donald's office? Was that in 20?
2022.
Yeah, okay. I was just gonna say. So we'll say the last date, which was, hold on one second, I'm almost there. Five, 12, 2022. Okay. And if you need to update any of this information with the attorneys, you can. Again, this is to the best of your knowledge. So what's going to happen right now, Anthony, is the system's going to generate some documents. I'm going to go ahead and send to you while you're on the phone with me to go ahead and review and sign. Have you ever done a DocuSign agreement before?
I believe so.
Okay.
So basically, I'll just check my email and
Well, what you can
I'll
go ahead
follow
and
through
do,
like that, right?
no. So what you're gonna do is while I'm on the phone with you, if you wanna go ahead and put me on speakerphone, I'm gonna send you the documents for you to review and sign. I'm gonna walk you through them. And then once you're done completing that, I'm gonna send you the attorney's information and let you know what's gonna be happening in the next 48 hours, okay? So hold tight really quick. Have you done a DocuSign before though, is what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I'm sure I've something else I've used them.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. They're really easy. You just have to basically press like yes, start, adopt and sign a signature. You'll have to use your finger, like if you do it on your phone, and then you just press next. And then just let me know once you press finish. So I sent it to your cell phone in a text message.
Yeah, DocuSign.net. I'm going to click on it.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Can I? Sure. Continue.
Continue, yeah.
Please sign. Continue. I agree to blah, blah, blah.
Yep. It might have you like draw your signature with your finger and then press like accept. See. I didn't see what attorney. Do you have any kids, Anthony?
Finish. Nope.
Nope. Just you. You have family?
Good.
Do you have family?
I got a loving girlfriend
Well, that's good that you have
and
her.
mom, father,
So you have people to help you and
and
support you?
done signing, I think. Yes,
Okay.
hopefully.
Yep, you did it right. Perfect, Anthony. Well, that's good that you have, support. I know it's not something easy to go through what you went through, and my heart goes out to you and your family. If anything, we can help you with compensation or, my heart does go out for you. Especially since I know those medical bills are
Thank you.
probably not anything fun to experience.
Yeah, it's
I can only imagine.
nothing but fun. That's it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. It is probably something you're gonna have to watch for a long time, but I'm glad to hear that you're doing better. I am sending you a text message from my direct line. It's a 949 area code. Again, my name's Courtney, and you can call me anytime. I'm here Monday through
Okay.
Friday, 8 to 5. If you have any questions, getting a hold of the attorneys. And then basically before we wrap up, I just want to emphasize this is your case, and we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. I'm going to send you their number. I'm just
And you guys will comment that, right?
I'm sorry, what?
And you guys will reach out to me if you guys need to, right? Or leave a
Yeah.
voicemail or anything like
Yeah.
that, because I will
Yeah, and if
do
the
it
attorney
sometimes. It's just hectic.
Yeah, and if the attorneys
Good.
call you, I'm gonna send you their phone number. So if they call you, you'll know the phone number and you can just call them right back. Or you can call me and say, "Hey, I'm trying to get a hold of the attorneys and I can get you connected." But yeah, so basically, this is gonna be a legal contract between you and the law firm. So it's really important you don't discuss the matter with anybody else as they may represent you. And then also they will be calling you within 48 hours. So like today's what, Thursday? Sometime like next Tuesday probably, because it's usually like within two business days. So like Tuesday at the latest. If you don't hear from them, then I would reach back out to me and or you know what I mean? And just follow up.
Got it.
But other than that, I mean, did you have any other questions for me or comments, concerns?
Do whatever we can, right?
Yep. Yeah. And again,
Okay.
if you
Bye.
have any questions, don't hesitate to call. And we can figure it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, Anthony, it was a pleasure speaking to you today. I really wish you nothing but the best of luck. And then just keep an eye out for my text message. You can always text me too, because it comes straight to my line. I'll send you the attorney's information in just a second.
What was the name again? I'm sorry.
My first name's Courtney.
Courtney, sorry.
No, it's okay. All right. Well, you are all set. If you have any questions, Anthony, give me a call, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.